Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we count down the days to the 2018 NFL Draft. April 20, things get started in Dallas, Texas, primetime television. It's come a far way, but nonetheless, it's a growing thing, and one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the former Pitt Panthers quarterback, also spent time with the USC Trojan. It's none other than Max Brown. Max, we appreciate you sharing some of your Sunday with us. What's it like knowing that your ex-teammates are all preparing for spring football and you're preparing for the National Football League?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me on. But it's funny that I made my first appearance at a spring practice yesterday. And so I saw the tail end of Pitt's spring practice. And in a weird way, it seems like a long time ago. But it was good to see those guys out there. Definitely have turned the page mentally, I guess you could say. But it's fun seeing those guys out there, and definitely a different phase of football and a different phase of life, certainly.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you know, I cover the Panthers as well, so I'm familiar with you. I mean, I was able to see you play, and, you know, it was heartbreaking. I mean, your last full game, you throw for 410 yards and four touchdowns, and it seems like, you know what, this is Brown's time. This is his time. Here we go. And then the next weekend, you suffer the shoulder injury. How mentally disruptive was that, and how long did it take you before you said, all right, you know what, this is what I've been dealt, I'm just moving forward?
Yeah, to be honest, only a couple of days, really. I think for better or worse, that kind of disheartening feeling I had many a times before in my college career. Obviously, the season-ending injury was something new, but that same tough feeling was not new to me. So I just kind of got back on the wagon after my surgery, which was only a few days later, and said, this is my plan, going to attack rehab and put myself in an opportunity to be successful moving forward. But certainly tough nonetheless.
Oh, I'm sure it had to be kind of agonizing at first, but once you said, you know, you kind of got over it and got back to the ability to do what you can do, and that's sling the football. Once again, the former Pitt Panthers QB Max Brown here on the C2P as we break things down with this future NFL prospect. For you, I mean, usually this is the case, but I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you a quarterback basically from the first time you ever had a football in your hand?
Yeah, I was. Been a quarterback since day one. I even went as far back as I remember getting taken out of hitting drills in youth football just because we couldn't risk getting the quarterback hurt. But, yeah, have thrown the ball forever, had the no-huddle offense and all that, but never played anything but QB.
Nice. What's that one game? I mean, it could be any level that you played throughout your career, but what's that goofy, like, Madden video game statistic game where you threw for just an ungodly amount of yards and touchdowns?
Yeah, let's see. When you say that, obviously, I mean, you made reference to my last full game this past year, and that was as good as it gets on any level. I mean, I was 31 for 33. Both incomplete passes were drop balls, and I threw for I think it was four touchdowns or so with no picks. So, I mean, that's pretty much as good as it gets. Had some big games in high school. With stat lines like that, but I mean, you talk about all-time all-time great games in my career. That Rice game, week five, I think it was this past year, has got to be up there for sure.
Awesome. And, I mean, it was fun to start to see you kind of, you know, blossom into that, you know, Pitt Panthers offense. And I think people out there listen, I mean, you've always had, you know, five-star recruit. You've always had that, you know, expectation and hype surrounding you. But how, I mean, you started out the year against Youngstown State at Pitt. But, I mean, how long did it take just to get comfortable? Because this is really kind of like your first year where you were the guy and this was your team.
Yeah, it's a great question. Probably that Rice game. Obviously you're well versed in kind of how our season went, but you talk about a Youngstown State win that was a close win, overtime win, and then you go into playing some two juggernauts in Oklahoma State at the time, which was a top five, top ten team, and Penn State as well. And then that Rice game after that for me was kind of the point where I knew I was the guy. Kind of had some difficulties as a team beforehand, so I think everyone was ready to move forward. And I think it was that point you start to get comfortable, and then started to roll a little bit in Syracuse. And unfortunately, the injury happened. But I would say a couple games where you're kind of settling in the new environment, not worrying about whatever's going to happen. And so I think that's kind of the mark when I look back as to the point where my season probably turned.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Max Brown, kind enough to take some time to join us here on the C2P. You folks know, again, if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check out his full bio at collegetopro.com, which will feature this link. And you can also go to iTunes and Blog Talk Radio if you want to download it and listen to this show at your leisure. Everybody that comes on the show, I ask this question. I mean, we're throwing you in the film room. There's a couple NFL scouts sitting next to you, Matt. What's going to make them pause the tape and just kind of look at you and say, man, we love this about you, we love that about you, and this is why we want to bring you aboard?
Yeah, I've been told that I do, and I would agree with this, I do a lot of little man things, yet I have a big man's body. So I think just the ability to have good feet in the pocket. I've been in pro-style systems, so the idea of going under center and doing all that is customary for me, and I feel like can make all the throws needed, whether it's the deep ball or touch balls underneath, whatever it is. I feel like I can do that. But yeah, I might not be the most gifted in terms of straight ahead speed, but I put my feet inside the pocket up with anyone, and that's kind of my MO. And do a lot of good things that are not seen on film in terms of leadership and all that. And so that's what I bring to the table. And looking to hopefully get an opportunity to show that at the next level here in a little bit.
Definitely. And what goes unnoticed? I mean, you mentioned leadership, and obviously that has to be there for any quarterback, but how about a film junkie, weight room warrior? I mean, what are some of the characteristics that these guys that can hire you can't see? Because we do pass this off to those guys, and if they want to listen in, it's their opportunity. But what else benefits you that they can't pick up on tape, Max?
Yeah, I think you just touched it right there. But as you mentioned before, I spent 4 years at USC out on the West Coast, and I won their Weightlifter of the Year award as a backup quarterback my redshirt freshman year. So just doing the work necessary to be ready when my opportunity was given. And then as a result, I got named captain as well before my first game I started out there. And then got named captain again at Pitt. So captain at both schools and winning some awards that are kind of off the gridiron type awards. I think just kind of shows my mentality that I bring every single day, and just kind of a work first and then reap the rewards for later. And so that's kind of in terms of young team on the field stuff. I think that's kind of the direction I would point people.
Awesome. And I wish I could go back to every quarterback we ever had on this program and find out if any of them ever came close to a weightlifting of the year award at their college. I'm going to bet probably not. You got to be the first. That's pretty impressive stuff, man. That's why we love getting you guys on the show, because, you know, you might have said that somewhere else, or I'm sure it's probably in one of your bios at USC or some of your college stuff, but that's pretty impressive stuff. Kind of getting at it in the weight room as well. Two-time captain, both with the Trojans and the Panthers, kind of speaks volumes what this young man brings inside the locker room and how other teammates kind of respect and kind of follow his lead, and probably because they see him doing it in the weight room and on the field, kind of crossing the T's and dotting the I's. For you, you're out there slinging it. I mean, what's your favorite call to hear? What's your favorite throw to throw?
Favorite throw to throw. I mean, it's got to be a go route. It's got to be when you know you got single coverage, you know the only thing you got to do is look off the safety. I think internally for any quarterback, that's kind of when you light up, you know, you go over in the meeting room, it's kind of, hey, if you get man coverage, here's your alert. And if the alert's there, I think, like I said, you light up. So the go ball, there's nothing like throwing a perfect money deep ball and seeing your guy running for a touchdown. I think that's any QB's dream, and I'm definitely right there with him.
I love it. And I think March 21st or 22nd was your pro day. Kind of take the listeners through how that day was for you.
Yeah, March 21st, let's see. So you go through all the normal pro day drills. I jumped very well, was pleased with how I jumped. Got in the 30-inch for the vert, which was awesome. And then broad was great as well. Did solid right about where I thought I would with all the running stuff. And then the individual drills, mine was a little different just because I'm still not fully recovered from my shoulder surgery, with it being a significant surgery. So my goal was to just go out there and show the scouts that I'm progressing as I should be, right on pace. And so I did some throws, but kind of all shorter throws inside 20 yards, the slants, the hitches, routes like that, just to show, like I said, that I'm healthy, I'm progressing, but I'm not at a level right now where I can throw the deep go ball like I just referenced, or the comeback or anything like that, but hoping to get there this summer. And so just to show the scouts that I'm healthy and we'll be ready to go when the opportunity comes.
Awesome. And what's your, you know, how are these guys, you know, what's the response you're getting from teams?
Yeah, I think for a lot of teams, I got to get healthy first. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, I can go out there and show that it's going to happen and that it's only a matter of time, but I mean, it's a business out there, and there's a lot of quarterbacks trying to get a spot, and so I need to get healthy first. I think that's the big thing. But I think, like we've mentioned a few times in this interview, like that Rice and that Syracuse game, and even glimpses throughout the other games I've started throughout my college career. I mean, the talent's there, the skill's there. It's just kind of a matter of piecing it together and getting in the right scenario, and so. We'll see in the coming months. I think lots up in there, not just for me, but any guy in this process. And, yeah, it should be an exciting few weeks here up until the draft and then a couple months after that as well.
Definitely. Once again, Max Brown, former Pitt Panthers quarterback, USC transfer, kind enough to join us here on the show, breaking down and peeling back the layers of what makes this young man one of the top quarterbacks, regardless of the injury, I think, in this upcoming draft class. You're not going to find guys with his size and intangibles and pocket presence and very poised, brings a lot of intangibles that a lot of other guys, I think, would desire to have, barring the shoulder injury. Max would be right in the mix of some of these other guys that are kind of waiting to hear their names called on the 26th. And I mean that, Max. I respect what you bring to the game very much, and hopefully that thing heals as quick as possible and you can get your foot in the next door. I've heard, I assume you probably heard it 1,000 times. You were probably waiting when I was going to ask it, but how much do you kind of bank on that Matt Castle and you both being USC quarterbacks and him being the backup and you being a backup but going to Pitt to be the starter? But I mean, how much do you kind of look at that saying, you know, this is not dead, I got as good a shot as anybody?
Yeah, you're actually the first one to actually acknowledge that. You're probably not the first one to mention that. Usually when people uncover that, they think they're always pulling a fast one. So that's funny. But, no, I mean, it's an interesting deal just being both, USC quarterbacks that, we'll see here if Sam Darnold goes number one overall. But then obviously Castle had Matt Leinart. So lost out to guys that had some big time college success, but I don't know. We'll see. I think if this process has showed me anything, it's that everyone has their own path and there's no script as to how to get it done. Everyone kind of has their own twists and turns on their journey. But I mean, obviously Matt Castle, I think he's still in the league. So a very successful career when it's all said and done. And, I guess I can take something out of a page out of his book in terms of just, sticking at it and just waiting for that one opportunity. And the Patriots gave it to him years back and taking advantage of it and never looking back. I think it's a good mindset.
Excellent, man. You know, Max, I'm going to – if I had to bet a little bit of money, I don't have a lot of money, so I'm going to always have to bet a little bit of money. But, you know, I pretty much guarantee that, you know, October 7th, 2020 or 2017 was not the last time we've seen you throw a football at a big time thing. And, you know, and the next time we see it, you're going to have an NFL logo on your uniform, man. Hey, you're fantastic to have with the Pitt Panthers. I think the season would have went a lot different for the team and yourself if you were able to, you know, stay healthy and things would have went the way they should have. But, hey, till then, man, stay healthy, stay humble, be blessed, and we really appreciate you sharing your time today.
Awesome, yeah. Thanks for having me on, and, yeah, no, appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Max Brown. You got to love the character and karma this kid brings to any huddle. I love how he mentioned, you know, captain at USC, captain at Pitt, and then the weightlifting thing. And you just look at this kid. He's a five-star recruit. He just oozes all the potential, and there's little things that you see in these guys. And when the NFL looks at these prospects, that's what they get caught up with. They want to see these guys. He's the perfect, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 230. That's what they want. They don't. I mean, if you get stuck with a guy that's 6'1", 212, that's what you want. But what you really want is a guy that kind of has his mold, his frame, his quarterback mindset. As always, big shout out to Max Brown. You want more of this? Go to College to Pro. Go to 2018 Prospects. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You can find the links as well. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.